The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Moed Katan Dav Chaf Amad Aleph. The Gemara says a klal, Yochad V'rabim Halacha K'rabim. When there's a machlekes Tanoim or Amiroim, we paskin like the Rabim, when it's Yochad K'neged Rabim. This is a dindai raiso, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Achir Rabim Lahatlis. With Yizeh, we have a kasha. The Shulchan Aruch, his derech in Psak, is to always take the shittas of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and paskin like them, connect everyone else. And when there's a machlekes benyehim, to paskin like two out of the three. So if the marshal is a machlekes, the Rif and the Rambam, connect the Rosh, we'll paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. As they state, in the Hakdama of the Bis Yosef, his Hakdama to Sefer Bis Yosef on the Torah, the Bis Yosef says this before, so that's his derech. And he explains there why he does it, because these are the Rishonim, Asher called Beis Yisrael Nishan Aleim. This was the minig that they followed those Rishonim. And that was his derech of Achra. The Ramah, Kiyudua, does not go like this derech. The Ramah Paskins, Bederech Klal, based on the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Bali Taisvis, and the Martha, Sefer Trumo, Uchadayma. And the Ramah in his Hakdama to Darkei Moshe brings the derech of the Beis Yosef, and he argues on it. He asks kashas on it. What does he ask on it? He says halacha kabasaroi. He says if the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh say something, but we still have Rishonim that came after them, and the halacha, the bederech klal, the klal as we go halacha kabasaroi, not kamoi. That's one tiny that Darkei Moshe has. Another tiny that he has is that the minug in Ashkenaz, v'chol medina yisrael, the areas around Ashkenaz where the Ramah was, Poland, was not like the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The minug was taka bederech klal, like the Balei Taisvis, like a lot of things from Trumas Hadeshen and the Maril. So the Ramah says we can't paskin like the Bis Yosef. It's not like our minug. So the Ramah says that's why he came along and he wrote the Darkei Moshe and the Hagos of the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch to be kaveh the dinim for bnei Ashkenaz. Okay. Akoponim, that's what the Darkei Moshe asks on the Bis Yosef. The Amshel Shleimo in his Hakdama to Chulin also brings the derech of the Bis Yosef and he argues on it for a different reason. He just says that what's the Maila Dafka of these three Rishonim? This is what happened to everybody else. There's no Masayra Misina Dafka. We have to follow these Rishonim. We have to follow all the Rishonim. Okay, so you have a Machlokes, you have to be Machriya. But why should we ignore all the other Rishonim? That's what the Amshel Shleimo times. The Hatara Shoga of the Bis Yosef, the Ramah, and the Mashal, the Amshel Shleimo, is that none of them say that we have to go bus a Rav. The Bis Yosef clearly is not saying that we have to follow Rav. He's not passing like the Rabbim. He's passing like the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. He goes with the Rabbim among the three, but not the Rabbim among Kol Chachmei Hashas, Chachmei Rishonim. And even the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, and the Mashal, who do not agree with the derech of the Bis Yosef, they have different reasons why they don't agree. As we mentioned, none of them ask this very basic, simple kasha. We have a Gemara right here that says Yochad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. The Bis Yosef seems to be ignoring this, and even the Darkei Moshe and the Mashal, they're also ignoring this. They don't ask a kasha. You have a Mefurash Gemara that says you have to paskin like the Rabbim. That's l'chayr a big kasha on the Bis Yosef and on the Chachmei Ashkenaz as well. Now the teretz is l'chayr pashit. That the halacha that the Gemara says of Achrabim Lahatis, that Yochad Ram Halacha Kirabim, is only Shaykh in a case where there's a machlekes among the Chachamim, and they were sitting b'moishav echad, kigoyin, either sitting in a bezdin. That's the part of the case of Achrabim Lahatis. You have a bezdin of three dayanim, so the halacha is like two over one. Or, in like where the Gemara says, Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, it's where you had the Kol Chachmei Hashas, and they were together, and each one was talking to the other one, and everybody was in the same Bat Midrashim, and they were handling the Shailas, and they argued with each other. And there was a Yachad and a Rabbim. There we say Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, because it has to be a Rabbim Mitoich something, either Mitoich HaBezin, or Mitoich HaMoshav Chachamim. That's what you had in times of the Tanoim and Amiroim. But as the Rambam explains in his Hakdama to Yad, after the Chasimus Hashas, there was no longer a situation where you had Kol Chachmei Yisrael together. You had the Goyim, and some were here, and some were there. They were in different Medinas, and going further into the times of the Rishonim, it was split up even more. They were, Mashal, the Rambam was in Mitzrayim, and the Balei Taisvis were in different parts of Europe, and the Rishonim were all over the place. And there was no more Moshe of Besdin, there was no more Moshe of Chachamim. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, you'll see that he explains that's the reason why it's not shaykh to argue on the Gemara. Any din that's clear in the Gemara, which no other Gemara argues on, it's not shaykh to argue on. The Rishonim will never argue on a Gemara. Why? So it's Mavu and the Rambam over there. The reason is because the Chasimus HaShas was Kailul Kol Chachmei HaTorah. So there's no way for somebody to come along in a later dar and say something which nobody in an earlier dar held of, meaning something which the earlier dar disagreed with. That means you've been chaylik on Mesiris HaTorah. You can't be chaylik on Torah Shebal Peh. That's not Torah. That can't be. That's why you can't be chaylik on Shas. Mashenka to be chaylik on Rishon, that is shaykh, theoretically, because there was no chasima, there was no Moshe of Bezin, there was no Moshe of Chachamim of all the Rishonim. So these different halakim of Torah, which either the Rishonim said things which we're not even aware of, we don't have everything from the Rishonim, and the Rishonim didn't argue with each other, necessarily, in every case. So therefore, it's shaykh, theoretically, to argue on the Rishonim. Of course, practically, only the Shaita would do that, because of course we know that the Rishonim was so much greater than the Achrayim. Although you do find exceptions, Kiyadua, like the Gain, was Chaylik on Rishonim in certain cases, because he was very Lekach. Avapadim, there's no conceptual problem with being chaylik on the Rishonim. It's just a practical problem because nobody, b'derech klal, nobody is rei l'kach. But being chaylik on the Gemara is impossible. That's not shaykh b'chlal. Okay. Avapadim, but that is the difference between the Chachmei HaShas and what happened if the Chachmei HaShas. So therefore, there's no klal of yachad v'rabim alocha k'rabim when we're talking about Rishonim. You have Malchik's Dirambam, Kenegatisis l'mashal. There's no cloud that we have to go bust the rabbim. Let's say Taisis was the Bali Taisis, but rabbim connected the Rambam. Mechadis, you have to follow the rabbim. There's no Moshe Bez, and there's no Moshe Chachomim. So therefore, the B'seis is saying that we follow the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. We don't have to worry about the other Rishonim. Now, why did he choose those Rishonim? That the B'seis says. And because that was the meaning, that they followed those Rishonim. And the Radvaz in Chelik Beisim and Tafresh Chavov and the Birkei Yosef in Chesh Mishpat Simin Chafes and Kon Chavtez elaborate on this a little more, and they explain how the Minig in those Medinas, what we call the Sfaradish Medinas, the Medinas in the Mizrach, was Taka to be Saimich on those Rishonim. Okay, so if that was their Minig, so that's who they followed, just like every Medina follows their Gedolim, their Chachamim. But it's not Shaykh to start talking about Roiv. You can talk about a Roiv among those Chachamim, but even that's not the din raiv of the Torah, because the din raiv of the Torah is only when there's a Moshe Chachamim, and that you don't have over here. So that's the pshat in the B'seisif, and that's why even the Ramah and the Marshal who argue on the B'seisif, they don't use this kasha from raiv, because they understood that there's no din of raiv, the kai gavno. This Yisoy that was saying that there's no raiv, there's no Moshe Chachamim, this is not an egen achinish, as I state in the achrenim, the get poshet, says this in klal aleph and in klal hey. And the Chazanish says this in Yerdei Simen Kofnun, Sifkot Nches, Mechnov. Just read a little bit from Chazanish. Yodua ki ein koyach roiv el b'maish of Bezdin. Roiv is only in a maish of Bezdin. Aval chachomim hachalkim shachayu b'doiris chalukais ay b'mdinis chalukais. Chachomim, Marshal Rishonim, who lived at different times, different places. Ein nafkusa bein roiv l'miyot. Doesn't matter who's roiv, who's the miyot. How then are we machriya? Zok the Chazanish. Oysa ha-medina sh'roiv ha-tayrish ha-biyodam hume rav echad. In a particular medina where roiv of the atayrish is from a certain rav, hume talmidov, oysin karabim, they do like their rav, after mokim sh'rabim ha-chalkim. Even when there's a rabim that's chalik. And then he says, b'yam machroinim sh'asvarim niyuchadim sh'arabeseinu lokul chalik ikri sh'al-mesirus ha-tayrish l'dayrish ha-nechachis. Now that we have a mesira of Torah, Kemoi, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, Ravah, Ram, Magnishna, Morto, Rashi, Taisvis, Haim, Hoyu, Hora, Bonham, Hambafakim, Shalhadiris. Kal Makim, Sheyesh, Plukta, so whenever we have a Machlaikis, the Ka'amor, like we just said, Enkan, Achroas, Kayach, Raiv, and like we just said, he's no Raiv. Hoyu, Hadover, Mosul, Achrol, Chol, Chochem. So every Chochem could be Machriya. And then he links to another Knetch. He says, Milvad she'en kan koyach roiv be'etzem, besides the fact that there is no din roiv when they're not in Moshe v'echad. He says, practically, we don't even know what the roiv was. Ein ha-roiv yadua. Ki harbi chachamim hayu shalai bo devrahim ala sefer. There were many chachamim, g'dali rishonim, who had chadushay tayru, who paskin halachas, and it wasn't written down. V'harbi she'sefrayim lehigi liyodeinu. There were those who wrote it, but the svarim didn't make it through the doors. At this point, actually, the Tumen says also, in his Kitzer Tokfakayin, in Sifkan Kufchat Gimel, he makes this point also that you can't be done a roi because you don't know what everybody said. He said you may have a Rambam that says one thing, but there were other Chachamim Darish and Rambam who argued on it, but we don't know about it. So therefore, a roi, a classic roi, is not going to apply when we're talking about Rishayim. And the emphasis is that this is not just Achrayim. The Rashba says this. The Rashba in two places. The first place is in the Tshuva Chelik Beisim and Kuf Dalet. Ve'ein roiv b'chol mokim el roiv mitoich haklal u'mitoich masu matan. Roiv is mitoich, that is a group talking together, and there's a masu matan. Aval roiv hanifrit min haklal donin oi boitzin la'atman shaloi mitoich masu matan am haklal le'osu v'loi klum. That doesn't have a din roiv. And he says this also in Chelik Hei, Shabbos Rashba Chelik Hei, Samin Reish Meites, Du'u, shekol shekiblu hakol aleihem deis anoshem dalet o'yei o'yoyser, ein hoil chanachar roiv, she'ein roiv ela bebestin. Roiv is only in a bezdin, or, as we saw before, in a moishav hachamim biyachad, like the Chachmei Hashatz. But just to look in different svarim and pull together a roiv, that's not a din roiv. So lefizeh, it would seem that the Mishaisif, the Ramah, the Mashalim Yush. However, it's not so simple. Because there's a Ramah on Cheshulish, but Simon Chafesif Beis, that says as follows. V'cheinim hoya yochin neged rabim, ha'ilchem acha rabim b'chol mokoy. The Ramah says that when you have a machlekes, yochin keneged rabim, you pass like the rabim. And the Makar is actually a Rashba, Shabbos Rashba, and Simon Reishon on Gimel. So we have two kashas. First of all, had the shtim of what we said before. Chayr is no din roiv, since it's just various Rishonim writing themselves. They're not coming to Teich HaMaisha of Chachonim. Well, B'yoyzen Kasha, what's even more shver is that this is the same Rashba, I mean the same person, who says what we quoted earlier, that there is no din roiv like this. And here the Rashba is the mocker of the Ramah that's saying that you have to go bust the roiv. So how could this be? So Lachayr Teretz is Pashat, that this halacha of Roiv that the Rashba and the Ramah say, this is not the din deraisa of Achraham Lahatis. This is just a gather of Achra. When you don't have any other derech of Achra, you don't have a klar raya either way, so then the Roiv plays a role and in helping us be machriya between a machlekes. The Maratziya says this very clearly in his Sefer Teretz Tzvi Mishpat Ro, Perikei. We'll read a few lines. It's not like roiv by dayanim, that over there it's ruba mitaych kuloi, over there it's a din zayraisa. Aval yochad v'rav malach krabim medaber benechseru hatnayim ha'amurim l'maylo. You don't have those tanayim of a bezdin, of a moishav chachamim. Ve'emese rak das noita. It's just an etiyas hadas. The belief sotik hamerubim kivnu yaiser l'merkas ha'emes, because it's mistaber, he says, there's no sotik that the roiv were mechavin more tzimzach to the emes more than the miyot. Umepneizeh b'roiv ha'pamim notu chachamim haklal zeh l'fi roisei neim. And sometimes we don't even go with this klal, like the Gemara says, v'amru halachik rabbi afilu mechaverev. This klal has exceptions, as Tosis over here in Moed Katan Taga points out, that this klal is not ironclad. That's even by Chachmei Hashat. Certainly by Rishonim, it's just a klal that l'fi ayman hadas, it's mistabed that the roiv was mechavim l'emes. The Chazenish, in that same shtickle we were reading earlier, says this also. He says, "U'b'chol zois l'miut halavavos la'achriya b'svarim." Since it's hard for us to be machriya b'svarim, noitlam l'pamim gam koyach roiv hamisvari l'netiyah l'tzadzeh. We use the koyach of roiv as a netiyah. Avol roiv yoiser b'zeh. But he says, better than going with roiv, it's better to do what? L'schashiv ma'poiskim shatayrosam higiul liyadenu b'chol mitzayis atayra. We should follow the rishonim, the poiskim who we have their Torah in Kol Torah Kula, that carries more weight than a Rishon who we, or Paisik, that we only have Torah from him in a certain Mikzayah. Oh, so we see now in the Maratz Chiyas and the Chazinish, these are not the din of Roiv. This is not the regular din of Achra Mahat. These are a Svara to go Bas Roiv. In the Raya to this Yisayin, you could find in the Shach and Cheshemish, but Simon Chafei, Sifkot and Yutes. It's a little too complicated to go into now, just because in Imrat, the Shach refers there to two types of roiv, a roiv in a bezdin and a roiv of paiskim, and he says in Afkamina Ladino, between them, legabe a case where roiv paiskim are saying a psak, but for different reasons. And he's mechalim between the two cases, as we just said, so you see clearly in the Shach such a distinction. Oh, So if he says regish back, so now we understand the chat, the b'siyotzef, the Ramon, the Marshal, they're not coming with a tain of roiv over here, because in those medinas they have makabel the psakim of the rif, the Ramam, and the rosh, as we mentioned. So roiv doesn't play a role. Similar to what the Chazanish says, that the chachamim that we have the Torah in called Terukula plays. They carry more weight. So certainly the Paiskim who, like the Chazanish said, we read earlier, the Paiskim who Raiv Tairasam Bemedinasam is from that Paisik, that's the one we have to follow. I found this pshat in a sefer called Mishpatim Yisharim, and in Reish Lamed Ches, a Tshuva sefer, where he says this pshat in Why We Go Both the Raiv by Paiskim. He says it's not a din of Achram Lahatais. Rather, it's like we just said, I'll read a little bit from what he says. Hadova bar, the Leshayach Klal Echrab Lahatis El Bemaimad Echad U Bevad Echad. Umi Kalmakaim Kishereya Hapaisik Hamachapis Lakvaya Halacha Kama. Hadova Beino of Einloi Hechreya, since he doesn't know how to paskin. Oimer Shachara Achashirabim Golu Giludaitim Bedinze, Vechad Giludaitim Lehebuch. Type of Sikarabim to have a Ke'en Achram Lahatis. It's Dina to the Klal of Achram Lahatis. Vafilo Lainis Davina Mitzvah Zubatayra, Kane Hayoisa Hapaisik. But not because of the mitzvah. Even if not for Achram Lahadis, we would do this. V'harai, he says, Afilu b'milu de'almu, b'chol d'var eitzah, al kol d'var atav, shuchas d'dino, l'achriya, b'shem d'av v'eitzah, l'achriya al-pi achir, b'stama oisik, k'shnei deis o'shloisha. He's saying that's the derech ha'olam, that's the mestabe de gazach, to follow reib deis, even when it's not negei adin tayru. V'yoisim nochin, l'smech aleihem, l'smech al echad. Kein oisim ha'paskonim b'chol d'or, b'chol zmanim, b'chol mokim, b'loi osu alo klal machas aram l'charam l'adais, elo la'asmach dov remez b'alma. Ayn Shom, that he's Mayrich Morbet, he's Miyashiv Kashas, basically. So Bukhari comes out very geschmack, the Paiskim. However, we'll just be beside with the Ha'ara and the Bir Hagra on that Ramah, as Hashemesh would say, Beis, in the Gain, Sifkot Yutes, sorry, Sifkot Chav, where the Ramah says, V'cheinim ha'yochid neged Rabim, the Gain says, Bekama Mekaimis, which he means in the Gemara, Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. He shows through the Gemara, our Gemara that says Yachvam Halacha Kerab. As we said in the Gemara, it's Taka Oklara Din. But by the Paiskim, it's not. So what's the going to tell us through the Gemara? So you have to say one of two things: either that the going to Taka just bringing it as a remez Vasmachta Baalma, like the lashon of the Mishpatim Yisharim. It's not Mamish Oklara Zach, just it's a remez. Or maybe even in the Gemara, even the Chachmei Hashas, it's not. It's not mamish the same din deraisa as by a bezdin, but that's l'chayra very bekiddush to say. So we'll leave that with the tzarachin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.